We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Engaging in Warfare by Declaring the Lord's Decree, Part 2. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Psalms 2, 7-9. I will declare the decree. The Lord hath said unto me, Thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron, thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. I have just read from the King James Version. One of the greatest mistakes believers make in spiritual warfare is silence. Silence in the face of confrontation is often interpreted in the realm of the spirit as agreement or surrender. When God reveals his counsel to you concerning your life, destiny, or situation, he does not intend for it to remain hidden when opposition arises. What he tells you in secret is meant to be proclaimed when resistance shows up. David understood this principle. He did not argue with the kings of the earth based on his own strength, experience, or military capacity. He confronted them with God's decree. Heaven had already settled the matter of his kingship, so David simply echoed what had been established in the heavens. This is how true spiritual warfare is fought, by enforcing what God has already spoken. Declaring the decree of the Lord is not arrogance, it is alignment. You are not boasting in yourself, but standing in agreement with God's word. When you declare his counsel, you are reminding every opposing force that the outcome has already been decided. Darkness does not need to be debated. It needs to be confronted with light. Many believers wait until they feel strong before speaking. But spiritual authority does not flow from feelings. It flows from divine backing. The moment God speaks, authority is released. Your responsibility is to declare it. As long as you remain silent, the enemy continues to act as though nothing has been settled. Today, take your stand. Search the scriptures and recall what God has spoken over your life. Declare it over your circumstances. Speak it in the face of resistance. Just as David warned the kings to be wise, your declarations will serve as notice in the spirit realm that you are not without backing. Remember, the decree of the Lord does not return void. When spoken in faith and obedience, it enforces heaven's verdict on earth. Do not retreat into silence. Engage the battle by declaring the Lord's decree. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Acts 19-20. Click on the audio Bible link at the end of today's devotional text to listen to the Bible reading.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.